Do you have this here?
No, we have registered beef masters. Heifers are the white-faced. My father has those. My husband doesn't.
Well, what about hogs? You said that some people have half hogs and you have some.
Yes.
Do you call them anything different, like when they're first born and when they're adults?
Yes, there's, let me tell you. What's a swine?
That's sort of any of them. That's what they are. That's the type of animal.
Swine. And there's always the runt. And it would be the, my boy's favorite.
Which is the runt?
The weakest.
Is that
size? The one, yes, the one that needs more special attention.
You call him the runt?
Yes.
Well, what do you call, when they're first born, you said that...
Piglets.
And how long are they piglets?
Till they become pigs.
When do they become pigs? I mean, is that an age?
Till they're ready for market.
You sell them when they become pigs?
Well, like if we have 11 or 12. Remember, we don't give them scraps. We have to buy their food. So we sell some of them and we keep the runt always. And some, we keep the worst and we keep the best.
Well, would,
the worst and the good.
Would, you, have you ever heard the word shoot? Talking about a swan, some swine?
What was the word?
A shoot.
S-H-1.
O-A-T.
No.
And, well, what do you call the female of the hogs?
Marrana, we call her in Spanish.
Is that like a sow? You ever heard of a sow?
Sow, yes.
You do hear that?
Yes.
Which is that?
The female.
And if you don't want, well, what does the male hog grow up to be? What do you call him when he's an adult? Well, you have to do something to him if you want to sell him.
Yes.
What do you do to him?
Castrate them or something.
And what do you call him anything different then? In Spanish or in English? In Jeep?
Yes, there's a word that one that they can no longer bear. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a word that we think of him.
Have you ever heard of a bear and a boar? Or any either of those?
A boar? A wild boar?
What's that? What's a wild boar?
They're like pigs except that they grow wild.
Can you eat
like
them?
Javelinas?
You can eat them?
I believe, I don't know, you can eat, what's it, the male? One of them you can eat, the other one stinks. Very, very bad. The meat is supposed to be very delicious, especially in sausage. That's.
Well, say, if you kill a wild boar, you say you can eat it if it's a female?
I can't remember which is the one you eat.
But you call it a wild boar,
yes.
If it's a male or a female.
Well, always remember that in English, in Spanish we have jabalini, jabalina. We use the A. That would describe their sex.
And what are those long, big teeth they have? What do you call those?
In Spanish, they would be called meals. What are they?
You ever heard them called tusks or
tusks?
Fishes?
Yes, both words we have heard.
Which is that?
Tusk, especially like in elephants, and the other one would be the tushes.
You hear both of those?
Yes.
For the same thing?
Yes.
And what do you feed them in? That long thing you have to dump the food in?
It's made out of wood that's long and you fit them there. Artesa, we call it. What do you call it in English? Artesa is what we call it.
Is it like a trunk?
A trunk, yes.
And do you call the male and female horse anything different?
Yegua, yes. Caballo yegua.
And what do you put on the horses down here?
You shoe them.
So what do you call this? You call them shoes or horseshoes,
yes,
or what?
Horseshoes.
And what do you put the horseshoes in?
Hoof.
And they have four?
Yes.
Four
hoofs.
Did you ever play a game with the horseshoes?
Throwing horseshoes? There's such a game, I've never played it.